Big news. Apparently, we got our Facebook page back.
Yeah, baby.
The Men's Room. What did it take? 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
3 years.
And a whole lot of madness with Meta.
Wow. Well, it's back.
We're back, baby.
That is, I don't even want to know what the hell happened.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole lot of traffic is what happened.
I just know that Castle came up to us maybe 6 months after and went, you guys haven't posted anything to Facebook. Like, we can't get in it.
Yeah.
Months after that.
Locked out.
You guys have not posted anything to Facebook. Guys, we're locked out, and we do not know why. Right. And you contacted Facebook, right?
I contacted Facebook. I contacted our tech team and was like, hey, we're locked out of our Facebook. And I contacted somebody that I thought could help get it done. Then I was told, that's not their position, so don't talk to them about that. I said, okay, so where do I need to go with this? End of communication. Done. There were so many doggone dead ends and roadblocks that I myself ran into. Then it got on Castle's radar. Then all of a sudden, we're getting it done.
Yeah, what do you know?
That's what happened to my Instagram. I cannot get into anything.
Are you kidding? You're locked out?
No, I got hacked.
Oh no!
Oh, really?
I did see you put up a picture. Where was the bar you were at that had the Men's Room IPA?
That was down at O'Malley's in Tacoma, right off of 6th.
O'Malley's. I was down at Tacoma this weekend as well. The Beach Tavern. My buddy Manny was tapping it while I was in there Sunday morning.
He was
tapping it, getting some breakfast. Yes. It's like it's time. I was like, all right, man. They just got in there.
So my buddy Ben Dragovan was drinking them.
Is that right?
Nice.
Yeah,
I love it.
Steve,
Steve, you do anything with the beer?
I mean, I drank a couple this weekend.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people who are still trying it for the first time.
And a six pack.
They're loving it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people out there who still haven't had the beer yet.
It's a good beer.
It really is.
And I'll say it again. I know you don't like IPAs. Neither did I. And I like this one.
Well, do us a favor. If you're out and you see the beer, let us know. Like, take a picture of it. And then we'll put it up on the Facebook. And that way we can spread the word
a little bit more.
On the Facebook.
Yeah. Feels weird to say it.
It really does.
We're back.
Got our Facebook
back. Aha! Welcome to 21st century.
That's right. On to the question, how did you get that thing you got? We start with the story of the worm that eats your skin. Now we have this one. A parasitic tapeworm. The larvae has been found in a man's brain following weeks of worsening migraines, which researchers believe were caused by his consumption of undercooked bacon.
I always thought the tapeworm specifically went to your colon or your anus or whatever, wherever the food goes. Because isn't the idea that basically they kind of eat what you eat? Right, you eat food. They, on the way out, they're kind of getting their.
I don't know.
Look, when I was a little kid, my brother. This is back when we just had encyclopedias, so it wasn't like we're online. And he asked me if I'd heard of a tapeworm. I'm like 7. I'm like no, and I started laughing because to me there were tape. There's tape. Then there's worms, like earthworms. And he's like explaining what this thing is. Then he explains what they do. He explains where you find them, and I'm just not believing him. And he opens up this book and shows me a picture. That was it for me. For about the next 8 years, I was paranoid about tapeworms. Not because of what they do. I just didn't want anything that looked like that inside of my body.
52-year-old man was experiencing weekly migraines that were unresponsive to any medication. So he denied traveling to high-risk areas for food security and lived at home with his wife and a cat in their modern home. Upon further questioning, the man revealed that he did have a preference for very lightly cooked, non-crispy bacon, which he ate for most of his life. Now, following a CT scan on the man...
He was eating fat.
Pretty much. See, that's the worst way for me to enjoy bacon. I know everybody has their own ways of liking it. I like it just a little bit crispy. I mean, I don't mind if it's got a fat bubble here or there.
Correct.
But I don't want it just like almost like lightly cooked.
No.
I don't mind if it's like you're saying, like not like I'm not an extra crispy guy. But I also, like, you want the fat to kind of, like, mostly have rendered so you can eat it.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to crunch in my mouth a little.
Following a CT scan on the man, Florida researchers found numerous fluid-filled sacs of cystic foci in his brain. Mm. Foci.
What is foci? Is that like Popeye's brother?
F-O-C-I? Or is it fasci?
It doesn't matter.
Foci. Whatever.
If it's full of maggots, it's not
if
cool.
If you know it, it's not good.
That's a good point.
Yes. With no mass effects of possible tumors growing in his brain... A buildup of fluid in brain cavities. Researchers were suspicious for congenital neurological cysts. After being admitted to the hospital, the man tested positive for cysticercosis cyst antibodies. He was diagnosed with neurocysticercosis, a preventable parasitic infection caused by larval systems from the pork tapeworm Taenia solium.
Just say tapeworm. Why do they make this so difficult? You can tell, look, if I'm the patient, right, and they give me all that Latin phrasing for, well, we found the foci of the heart. I go, all right, what does that mean? It means you got worms in your head.
I think that's
all I need to know.
Here you go. Here's human speak. Once the eggs make their way into the body, they hatch and become the larvae, which sometimes then lodge themselves in your brain, in turn causing neurocysticercosis. Symptoms of the disease may vary depending on the location of the lesions, number of parasites, and the host immune response, according to the CDC.
I can't believe you're not a doctor.
Just I
so
can't either.
When you can give the diagnosis, all right, man, we figured out your problem. You have neurocysticercosis.
Believe it or not, 1,000 people get this stuff a year in the United States.
And is it predominantly undercooked pork?
From pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Epilepsy, headaches, dizziness, stroke, all side effects.
I feel like sometimes the doctor, too, when he uses one of those fancy words, like I wish I had a sign and could just look at him and go, okay, from 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Mm-hmm. That's or just what do we call it, right? Because there's like a technical name for a nosebleed, a headache, hiccup, you name it. There is a term. But doctors, and I don't know if they do it just so they can feel smart in that moment. Oh, you have a chronic case of blah, 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 blah. What does that mean? You're having a coughing fit. Okay. Same thing, like brain freeze. There's a technical name for it.
Right.
Just say brain freeze, brother.
I did appreciate it. I went to the doctor last winter, something like that. I had some sort of skin thing that was going on. I couldn't quite explain.
What is a skin thing?
It was just all of a sudden I was getting these little spots that were showing up on my skin.
Dry patches kind of?
Not really. They didn't itch. They weren't exactly flaking or anything like that, but it was just very unsightly. It was gross looking, right? So luckily it was in the wintertime so I could wear long sleeves. So nobody really knew about it, but I needed to go and get it checked out. She diagnosed me with pityriasis, I believe is what it's called.
Pityriasis.
Does that come from your armpit?
And she says, no, it's your skin has a cold. You'll be fine.
Right. Oh.
Like, okay, thank you. Thank you for simplifying.
Okay, I was all waiting for you to answer because I've been getting spots on my neck, right? See?
Oh, gotcha.
They're not dry. They don't itch. Nothing like that, right? And I didn't even know they were there. My wife's like, what's on your neck? I said, skin? So I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, I don't feel this. You can't even feel it, like, to your fingers, kind of, whatever.
Yeah,
and it kind of goes away. And she's like, you should see a doctor. And I'm like, you're right, but it's not my testicles.
That's right.
So, I mean, like, here's the thing. It does not cause me discomfort. No one really notices until you point it out. And I'm like,
And that was the thing, is that it was spreading. Like, I couldn't, they said it usually erupts from one area.
All right.
But it was only from the waist up. It never went below the waist. So I didn't
care. How unsightly are you down there?
Very.
Even it's like, we ain't going down there.
It make it to the weenus?
No. Okay. It just stayed above the waist. You know, it was all in my stomach and my back and my
side. So why'd you go to the doctor?
My wife told me to.
There it is.
How did you get that thing that you got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so the story starts. I had a birthday party, and I got... had a little special birthday present from a lady friend of mine. I ended up getting a case of scabies.
What?
Scabies?
Is your girlfriend a deer? Like, how did...
Well, he didn't say his girlfriend. He said a friend of his.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point. Was your friend a deer? How did you get scabies from this person?
So, it's a sexually transmitted disease. But I had known her for a while. A birthday party, we were drinking, and, one thing led to another, and it happened, and then, a few weeks went by.
But that wasn't from genital contact, right?
I believe it was. I can't be positive, but...
It probably was. I'm looking, it says, just real quick, scabies, intensely itchy skin condition caused by microscopic mites. They'll burrow into the skin and lay eggs, but it's spread through direct... prolonged skin-to-skin contact.
Oh, you putting in work.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, earlier when I said ringworm, I meant scabies. I just totally realized that when he said that. I was like, that's what I had.
You had sex with that deer?
I had scabies. Yeah, Jesus. Pretty much.
Hey,
yeah,
look, yeah, Brandon, I'm going to tell you right now.
It was burning under my skin.
You and Miles both got scabies. I prefer your way of getting scabies. How do they treat it?
So, I ended up going to a doctor. I was actually terrified, right? I don't know what's going on, but I knew something was wrong.
Was it on your genitalia specifically?
Yeah, that's how I figured it out.
Yeah.
So I go to the doctor, and the lady walks me back. And she ends up being a nurse, and it's already awkward in there. She tells me to drop my pants. I drop them, and the first words out of her mouth are, "Oh my, I'm going to have to go get the doctor."
Oh my.
Oh my.
That's a terrible reaction to seeing someone's penis, isn't it?
Oh, you're effed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh my.
So, let me ask you a question. Was this her idea, like, "Hey, it's your birthday, I'll give you some sex?"
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I had no idea it was coming. And at the time, I thought it was great. I was
How come I've never had that in my life?
Of course you think it's great at the time.
I've been here for 55 years. Now, granted, you know, I mean, a lot of those were non-sexual years, like frequently. But still, I've never had just a random friend say, you know what, it's your birthday. Why don't we just go kick some boots here for a minute?
Because they didn't want to give you scabies. So how long after you had sex with her did you start showing signs of scabies?
Just a few weeks. It started with some itching and stuff. But what really got my attention was, yeah, when I looked down and I saw some not-so-pleasant spots down there, and it's like, yeah, I think I need to go get checked out.
That's the worst.
And then how long is the treatment to get rid of the scabies?
I was actually, when I brought myself to get in there and get checked, they just gave me this body cream. I mean, a big tube of stuff. The directions, I put it on from my chin down, and I had to sleep with gloves, socks.
So you wouldn't itch.
Yeah, right. And then you just put it on your skin for one night, you go to sleep, leave it on there for 8 hours, and then showered the next day. And within about 48 hours, I quit itching, and I started to clear up.
Yeah. Did you reach out to this friend of yours and say, hey, man, go to the doctor, you got scabies?
Yeah, 100%. And it wasn't just her. It was her friend, too. It was a whole deal. But
well, she should have invited her friend in with you there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're going to get it, it's your birthday.
So, did she think that you gave them to her, or did she know that she had them?
I don't really recall, but I knew that it was like, hey, you know, I just want to let you know this is what happened, so you might want to get checked. And it turned out, yeah, her and her friend both had it. So maybe they didn't tell me. I don't know. But that was the last time I ever did that.
All right. I was going to ask again, like, was it worth a couple days of itching?
No. Not at all. The moment I realized something was wrong, I don't care how good looking she is, that was not worth it.
Well, how good looking was she?
Great body, right? But a little bit of a butterface.
Huh? Oh, wow.
A great body.
But okay. I want you to think about this, all right? Now, we've had two calls or something happened because of sex. Now, this dude, he got scabies. Not the end of the world, right? You're going to freak out at first. They treat it. It's gone. Would you do it again? No. First guy I called has a bullet lodged in the back of his head, all right? Would you do it again? He's like, yeah.
He said it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Jesus. I think we understand the difference.
And that level of itching. Like, one time I got sunburned so bad, I got, like, I don't know, like third-degree burns or something. God. But the problem is, like, the next day, it itched so bad, but you couldn't, like, itch it because it hurt. So, I mean, I spent all day, like, getting in and out of a shower, this and that. My brother's like, what is going on? I said, I can't explain how bad it is. So, finally, my mom took me to the emergency room, and they're like, all right, you do have third-degree burns.
Damn, man.
They were like, we can't do much for the itching. And I was like, you know, I'm probably, like, 16. I'm like, I haven't slept in a day. And they literally just... knocked me out, like gave me something to...
Right, just so you can sleep?
They were like, take this and then go to sleep, and hopefully in the morning it won't itch as bad.
How long did it last, the bad itching?
Like 3 days.
God.
It was awful. And again, it was one of those days, there was like a haze or something.
Sun's not really...
Right, I'm in a pool, like, oh, I don't need suntan lotion. Wrong. Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ted, I was 10 or 12 years old, I went down to Key West with my dad. And I fell asleep because we drove from Tampa to Key West, and you know, I was just tired. So at the pool, I just fell, you know, flat on my face, went to sleep on the chair. My feet, the bottom of my feet,
yeah,
they're white,
and now you can't walk.
And that was the most unbelievable couple of days. I mean, just horrible. I can't describe. I would rather be burned anywhere on my body. I'd rather you put out a whole pack of cigarettes on my forehead
right. Than
ever have that happen again.
It was
that bad.
I've had the top horrible. Of my feet, and that was bad enough.
But the bottom is,
yeah,
because you don't realize how pale. I just fell asleep on my chest.
Bro, so you could be pale or not. You need to put on sunblock and all
But
this.
You never would think to put sunscreen on the bottom of your feet.
No, because typically they're not facing the sun.
Thank you.
Correct.
Exactly. Actually, we were in Delaware last weekend, whatever the hell it was. And before the storm hit, it was hot as F, sun's out, whatever. So... kids are pretty good about putting on the sunscreen, and you make sure you get all those hard-to-reach places they're not going to think about, you know, between your shoulder blades, blah, blah, blah. So we go down to the beach. Everything's cool. And their youngest cousin, probably 6 or 7 years old, whatever, we're kind of waiting on him to get there. But he takes the longest because he's putting up a fit about whatever. About 20 minutes later, homeboy rolls down to the beach, And it looked like somebody smacked him in the face with a whipped cream pie, man.
Oh, no.
I mean, they did that to him, right? So even my son just looks like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, hey, I know he's self-conscious about it, man. Don't bring it up. So he gets out of the beach. Everyone's trying to be cool, but, like, my little nephew's chatting with me, and all I can think is, I'm like, he looks like Scooby-Doo before he licks all the whipped cream off his face, man. But I
How
can't
much lather did they put?
Came out there looking like Casper?
But I got, God almighty, man. I'm like.
But the little kid stuff doesn't rub in.
Is that what it is?
No, it's like that zinc stuff.
I don't.
I mean, it looked ridiculous, and I get why it's there, right? I understand, but I'm just like, homeboy looks ridiculous right
when
now,
When I got
man.
Stuck on that goddamn charcoal grill at my sister's house.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing. This is in June. It is hot and humid. Ask people when they ask you to run the grill if it's gas. But anyhow, I'm out there for 2.5 hours. So I'm like, I need sunscreen.
Yeah.
They don't have any. And then my cousin's there and she's got like a 2-year-old. She's like, it's little kid stuff. I'm like, Kelly, I need something. But same thing, because of my hairy arms and stuff. Imagine you come outside, I'm drenched in sweat and my arms are just white. I mean, it looked ridiculous.
So it's specifically designed to not rub in.
I don't. It must be super stronger shield. Or something. Mm-hmm. Little, because she handed it to me and said,
"It's like a reflective metallic whiteness."
Like she said, "Just so you know, it won't rub in all the way." And I was like, "I'm sure I could rub it in." She was like, "Try," but it doesn't.
Okay, I just thought like the parents were being lazy or something. I didn't know. No. I did not know.
Oh, I bet his parents sat there and tried their hardest.
I mean, dude,
it's also extremely waterproof. So compared to like so that kid can swim for 2 or 3 hours.
Wet.
Correct.
Seriously, man. Correct. This kid, like, that's the idea. You could dunk his ass. He wouldn't have to change his clothes, man.
Well, then there's the other end where, like, I was at a party with a pool on Saturday, and everybody's using the spray stuff.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you get in the pool, and there's just like that
sheen. Rainbow.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody dropped an oil can in there.
I know. But it was so sunny
out. It smells like coke.
Everybody was like prepared for battle before they. Somebody was like, all right, take your shirt off. Somebody get my back.
I do like the smell of sunscreen.
It smells good. It smells edible.
I'm just like, ah, oh, sunscreen.
Smells like summer.
There's sun.
Yeah. And it smells like a piña colada, man.
Well, even like, I had just like a button-up shirt, right? So like, you know, you're hanging out by the pool. You don't need to button it back up. But you're right. That shirt, even though I know it's dirty, I was like, smells nice.
I know.
All the sunscreen.